Welcome back. This is Dirty Laundry, and I am your host, Artemis. We are finally here. This is the final episode of season 6, and I'm a little sad, to be honest. I am kind of surprised it has ended so quickly. This started on my 37th birthday, and we are ending a couple days before Samhain, or as some of you like to call it, Halloween. And it has been so interesting to revisit a lot of the events that have happened in my life and my change of thought, and bringing that to you and hopefully opening up your minds. But we are not stopping here. There is more to come. I am very excited for season 7 because there will be more guests. There will be, oh man, I am bursting at the seams with excitement, because coming into season 6 after a couple of years of being gone and ghosting, I felt the need to come back. And no matter if I have one listener or hundreds of listeners or 1,000 listeners, I am going to continue doing it the same. And full transparency, one cut, no edits. And it may be embarrassing sometimes, but honestly, I think it's the best way to do it for me. And I just want to bring the best show that I can. So, all of that being said, thank you so much for tuning in to this season. I am just getting my sea legs back, and I appreciate each and every one of you. So, to all those in the United States, to those in Sweden, and to those in Europe, because y'all are like the top three that listen to this, it's really very cool. So, thank you. And I guess this is episode 7, Young Life Crisis. Here we go. Do you remember what it was like to believe in magic? I know, kind of a crazy question, but it's true. Think about it. When was the last time you actually really believed in magic? And if to you that is Tinkerbell sprinkling fairy dust, then okay. If it is still believing in Santa Claus, all right. If it is grabbing your Harry Potter wand and flicking it around, then that counts too. But really, when was the last time you believed in magic? For me, it comes in waves. And it's not believing in Santa Claus or flicking a wand. It is listening to a song and just feeling every nerve in my body tingle and get excited. It is watching a couple play with their child at the beach. It is watching this beautiful sunset and knowing that tomorrow the same thing is going to happen, but it's going to be different. I was walking along the beach today and I just wanted to get some sun and be outside. And I could hear the waves crashing, and I closed my eyes. And I felt the sand beneath me, between my toes. And I saw the birds fly overhead in the blue sky, and all of the different hues of pink and purple as the sun set. And it felt magical. I could see Coronado's Bridge in the distance. I could see Mexico on the other side. And then I just closed my eyes and I just drew it all in. And then as I walked back, I thought of that exact question. And then I was watching one of my favorite TV shows, A Discovery of Witches. If you're into that kind of thing, definitely check it out. But I was watching that, and I don't know what it is. I've read the books. They are by Deborah Harkness. It is her All Souls trilogy. Check that out, too. Great read. And the books, the TV show is one of those where it definitely does justice to the books. For all you visuals out there, it is beautiful to watch. But all of that being said, I was watching it and I thought of that question again. And it's not necessarily like Harry Potter magic or any of that, but just those feelings, like those moments that come into our lives. That smile from a friend or a loved one, or the feeling you get when you hold your cat or your dog or your hamster or your snake or your spider or whatever animal that you love, dolphin, horse included. Or it's even just eating your favorite meal and feeling that warmth. It is remembering the people that we've lost and feeling like they're there with us. Now, maybe I'm watching too much Supernatural, but I've been thinking a lot about that lately. Just the magic in the world because of all of the bad that's going on. Now, if you're listening to this and you don't live under a rock, then you do know what's going on. And I'm not here to get into politics or whose side should someone be on. That's not what this is about. What it is about is believing in yourself. And I feel like that has been the theme throughout this entire season. I have a coworker. Amazing human being. But they don't believe that at all. They do not think that they could be loved by anyone. They do not think that they are attractive. They do not think that they have anything special to give or anything at all. They hate being alone. And because they hate being alone, they are staying in a situation that they don't want to be in anymore. But they're so scared of being alone and what could follow. And there are no amount of words that I could say to make it better at all. But that's not the point. The point is that it's not about me, it's about them. How they feel is valid. However, no one should ever feel like they're not enough. No one should ever feel that they are not just as amazing as they are right in that moment. In this moment right now, you who are listening, you are special. You are amazing. And I guarantee you, I could look at you. I could hear your voice. I could feel your presence. And I would know exactly how special you are. The crazy thing is that it took me years to even get to the point of understanding this for myself. Now, when I came back to the podcast over a month ago, I launched the episode, the very first one, on my birthday. And it wasn't any particular special birthday, but to me, for whatever reason, it was. I love the number 7. And there was something about 37. And it's funny because my twin brother, bless your heart, who said, "We're turning a prime number." And if I'm being completely honest, I had to be reminded what that meant. Like, I knew what it meant, but I had to be reminded. I can hear you snickering. Stop it. But no, really, prime number, divisible by one in itself. And I don't know, that kind of stuck with me. Being an age where you think you thought you knew what that meant when you were younger. Thinking that by the time you reached X age, you would have it all figured out because that's what they say. Right? That's the formula. You gotta follow the formula. You gotta go to school, get the degree, you know, have some friends, have some fun in between, and then like get your life together because it's all downhill from here and you got to work till you're fucking 70 years old and then maybe you can retire, but maybe not because, you know, inflation and everywhere is expensive and trying to live a comfortable life is like not happening anymore for people in my generation and we're fucked. So basically we'll be working till we're 100 and we'll die poor. Still, well, that was not really the life that I want to live whatsoever. But I realized that rich versus wealthy is a huge mindset. The person who doesn't love themselves, right? So you got that one person. I'm going to put them and take them and put them on the shelf right here. Then I have another person in my life, a couple people actually, where they keep talking about money and their outlook and their point of view on money. And they work hard and they do well and they fucking blast people out of the water in the talent department. They have a roof over their head, they have food in their bellies and in their fridge, and they have everything they have ever wanted, and they still feel some type of way about money. And then it makes me think about the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Now, I haven't finished the book. I don't even think I'm halfway through. I'm reading. It's an audio book because it's just easier in my life right now with certain books to have as an audio book. But what I remember is the first part of the book where he talks about his two dads and how the rich one talks about wealth and money in a positive way, how it's encouraged to talk about money at the dinner table and to learn and to ask questions. But the poor dad, who is educated, thinks about it in a completely different way, in a negative aspect, and not allowed to talk about it at the dinner table because it is disrespectful and rude and we can't ask questions and... And it really kind of bursts your bubble because when you say 37, you think you have you're supposed to have your life figured out, right? You're supposed to have stocks and bonds and assets and less liabilities and no debt and all of this stuff. Like you're living some type of life with 2.5 kids and a white picket fence. Yeah. I don't know whose dream that is, but that's not mine. But the thing is that person who I know that is frustrated when money comes into the conversation, they don't have a very good relationship with it. They don't see themselves as wealthy. They don't see themselves as rich. Now, you may be wondering, well, what's the difference? Well, I keep reading in some sort of fashion the same thing over and over again. And basically, you're wealthy when you have family and friends who love you. You're rich when you think it's against you. I've always said it and I'll say it again. Money doesn't come with us, no matter how hard the pharaohs tried, when we die. It goes away. It dissolves. It goes to someone else. All of the beautiful things, trinkets and clothes and pillows and gorgeous Baroque mirrors, all the stuff, it either gets tossed or taken or burned or whatever. It doesn't come with us. So live your life to the fullest, right? Okay, well, yes, you could definitely do that and blow all your money. Or you could do the fun stuff, have a great savings, and be comfortable in living your life. Because what does rich get you? More fake friends? More people asking for handouts? Never actually being able to be on your own anymore because you're surrounded by so many different people? But yeah, don't get me wrong. You can get that PS5 and that Xbox One and that really cool car, maybe that really big house that you've always been wanting. Or maybe you'll travel the world or fly out of an airplane. There's a lot of things that you can do with money, yes. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot you can do. But what is it that you actually want? Is it the money or is it the status and the power? Because if you think about it right now, what does your life look like? Do you have food in your stomach and in your fridge? Do you have a roof over your head? Now, if you live with your parents, okay. There's nothing wrong with that. So stop using that as an excuse. Do you have loved ones, family, whether they're blood or it was made? Do you have a job? If you don't have a job, are you actively looking for one, or are you doing your own thing? Are you busting your butt to do everything that you can to live your best life? I call this a young life crisis because it's true. We're all having one. And we're all young. I don't give a shit how old you are. Because you're young. You're young at heart. You're young in your mind. You're young in the face. You're young in your age. Whatever that looks like to you, you're young. Because honestly, age is just a number. And you are as old or as young as you feel. I had a great aunt and I had a nana. And they were pretty close in age. And they looked like two completely different people. My nana had smoked packs of cigarettes a day. She used to buy cartons of Marlboro Reds. And she'd be just chain smoking. And my sister and I would come home after visiting her and we just smelled like cigarette smoke. I think that's one of the main reasons I just can't stand it. Ugh. Definitely triggers childhood. And then my great aunt, she was swimming up until she couldn't anymore. Dementia got her. I mean, if she hadn't had dementia, she probably would have kept going. She was painting well into, like, I think her 70s or 80s. My nana was just an Irish Catholic grandmother, just doing her thing. And loved both of them equally. But it was just really interesting now, being older, or just in general in my life, looking back at the people who were in my life and, like, how they have impacted me. Because you see it every single day. You see it in passing. You see it in strangers. You see it in people that you love. You have best friends who you call your best friend because you've known each other for a decade. But does that still make them your best friend? Or is it just so comfortable that it's not something you want to let go of? So you keep it as is because it's comfortable. But you're not really going in that direction anymore. Or maybe you are, but you are seeing things differently in a different light, which broadens your thought process. I'm not really sure what you want in life. What I hope that is happiness and something to look forward to. For me, it's getting to know the world and the people in it. Humans have always interested me because of how different and how similar we are. Most of us have the same amount of organs and bones. Some of us have more and less than others, and some have hearts on the opposite side. Yes, that's a thing. It was on Grey's Anatomy in-house, but it is really a thing. But other than those physical differences, we all look so different. We all bring something different to the table, and we all have different opinions. We have different thoughts on religion and politics. Some of us never leave home, and others, that's all they want to do. Some of us have never had an identification card, a piece of plastic that has our name on it. Some have never owned a car or driven a car. Others have never taken public transit. Some people are adrenaline junkies and will drive themselves into the ground because of how much they love it. And others are scared to ride a roller coaster. Yes, me, but I do it. Some people can't stand the smell of flowers, and others just want to bathe in them. Some people do not like to take pictures, and others love being in them. There are just so many different possibilities in the world of a combination of what a human can be. And instead of celebrating that, we keep bringing each other down. We think that we are less than. We think, we feel, that we are too selfish, less narcissistic, depressed, not happy enough. Can't be too happy, can't be too sad, can't be overjoyed, but can't be underwhelmed. And what are we supposed to be when we're told all of these different things? And we can't make up our mind. I have another friend who, wonderful human, great person to talk to, jokester for sure. And they are working on themselves. And the way that they're doing that right now is going to the gym and building the best body that they can. And I love that for them. Working out early in the morning. And I asked them why. And they said, because I want the person that I will be with, whenever that is, to be proud of me and love being with me and what I've accomplished with my body, and, you know, think that I'm amazing and that I will protect them and whatnot. And I said, that's beautiful. But shouldn't the person that you're with love you for who you are, as you are? And they said, yeah, I get where you're coming from. But that's the thing. That's the most beautiful thing, is that this person is working towards becoming a better version of themselves. And that whoever they are with, whenever that happens, that person will love them just as they are in that moment. If we were only meant to be in this world to procreate, we would have been drones. We would have not been given brains or hearts. We would have not been given the choice to make our own choices. The gift of making our own choices. But that's not the only reason. We're here to learn. We're here to become better. We're here to understand our mistakes and not repeat them. but I think that keeps getting lost. People die because others are sad or jealous. Others lose because others win. Too much or too less of something, and there's competition. You know what's funny, as I'm talking right now, someone's playing Selena. Great song. Someone who is taken because of someone's jealousy and enamoring. Poetic. And the irony. When you sleep at night, or when you're taking a walk, any time that you are legitimately by yourself, I want you to think about your young life crisis. Maybe you've already had it. Maybe you're in the middle of it. Maybe you haven't had it yet. Maybe it's happened to you a couple of times, and that's okay. One of the best things that we can do is to realize that the chapter we're in does not look like anyone else's. You out there who is also 37, your journey is so different than mine. Those of you who are younger than me, you're 37, will look so different. And those who are older than me, I'm sure you're 37, was insane in the best or worst way. But this is why we're supposed to learn. The things I know now, I wish I had known when I was younger. But isn't that what we always say? We can't go back in time. So why don't we use the lessons we are learning and go forward and use them now? All I know that for my life, I want to indulge in the ecstasy of what there is and stop micromanaging myself. Looking at the big picture, knowing that where I am heading is exactly where I'm meant to be, and to be happy doing it, and to learn and understand each individual that I come in contact with, to somehow learn something from each one of you, each one of them. Whether it is something I want to do, I never want to do, I never want to be, I want to be, whatever that looks like. All I know is I want to be loved fully by myself. One last thing. I never wanted power. Because I've seen what it does to people. I always want to help people. I want them to reach their fullest potential and realize that they are beautiful and just as they are. And I don't just mean beautiful as an attractive. I mean beautiful as a soul. As the human that they are. Because if we don't help each other realize that now, when are we ever going to? I don't want power, and I don't want revenge. I want those to understand that it's not about me, it's about them. And that I see exactly who they're meant to be. The potential that they have. To always learn. And that everything in life is teachable. For some it may take a little bit of time, but that's okay. Living at home is not a bad thing. And I say that because I was just thinking of a friend of mine who might have to live at home. And they are kind of upset about it because they feel like they're going backwards. But again, their chapter looks different. And if that's something that they need and have access to, and it will make their life better, then that's a great thing, isn't it not? I'm going to leave you with this, with the last 2 minutes. I have loved and I have lost. You have loved and you have lost. But from those moments of love and care, what have you learned? Because there's always something to learn, to value, to see, to take and use for yourself. We are not our ancestors, but we must walk like we have them behind us. We must end the hate and realize that we are exactly where we need to be in this moment. You are worthy and you are loved, and in this young life crisis, there's always a way out. For some, it might be longer, and for some, it may just be a moment, but that is exactly how it's supposed to be. I love you all, and I appreciate each and every one of you. Don't ever think that you're alone or that you're not enough. Look in the mirror and tell yourself, I am the baddest, baddest, baddie bitch that there is. Because the fact of the matter is, it's the truth. You are. Walk easy, stay frosty, and I will catch you on the flip side. Be beautiful and stay humble. And remember, you are beautiful. That is it for this season of Dirty Laundry, season 6. You have all been amazing, and I appreciate each and every one of you. This was Young Life Crisis, last episode. See you next year. I'm your host, Artemis, and this was Dirty Laundry.